Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the wake up call.
By now, you know what Ozempic is. It's a GLP-1 weight loss injection. You see from the commercials for it, and celebrities are on it. There's no question about it. But some celebrities deny that they are on it for some reason, and other celebrities are very open about it. And what I have here is a list of celebrities, and we're going to play a little game. You can play along as you're listening. What celebrities have admitted it, and what celebrities deny that they're on Ozempic? And by the way, in full disclosure, Katie and I have both tried GLP-1s. Yeah. We do it at Set Point Wellness, and I don't know why people deny that they take it. I honestly don't.
Maybe they think that they're like the person's cheating, but I don't care.
I don't like. Do you also think you're cheating if you live longer and you take high blood pressure medication?
That's such a good point.
Anyway, though, okay. So, guess whether or not these celebrities admitted or denied that they're taking Ozempic. Khloe Kardashian.
Denied.
Denied. That is correct. Chelsea Handler.
Admitted.
Yes. Okay. I thought those were easy. Oprah Winfrey.
Admitted.
Okay. Yeah, that is correct. She admitted that she uses it. Lizzo.
Denied.
She does deny it.
And here's the thing. We have absolutely no business whatsoever saying that she is lying about this. Mm. We do not know.
That's true.
Perhaps she just isn't. Let's say she said she's not. I don't like that we're saying she denies it, which implies that it's true and she's lying.
Okay, she says she's not.
She says she's not.
Maybe okay. She had a tapeworm. I don't know. We don't know.
Maybe she... I once lost... Not once, is it? It was easier overnight. I, over a long period of time of working out and eating right, lost 40 pounds. Not 40 pounds because I was losing baby weight and had just been pregnant. 40 pounds that I had been wearing on my body for years and years and years. This was before GLP-1s were even a thing. So maybe Lizzo's just changed her lifestyle.
Maybe she did.
Okay.
Maybe she did. Ice Spice.
I think she denies it because I don't think she needs it.
Kevin?
She told people.
Oh, she did.
She's had dramatic weight loss.
Oh, she did.
But she says she has not taken Ozempic. Yeah. James Corden.
Probably admitted it.
He admitted it. Mm. Whoopi Goldberg.
Denied it.
Denied it.
Admitted it.
Oh, good for her. Okay.
Whoopi.
Whoopi. how about, do you guys know who Jesse Plemons is?
No.
Yes, but help me.
He's married to Kirsten Dunst, and we used to call him Fat Damon.
Fat Damon.
Because he looked exactly like Matt Damon if Matt Damon was like a normal guy. Okay. And now he's very skinny. Jesse Plemons says he is not on Ozempic.
Really? Okay.
But he looks like this. See, that's the one thing. The people that are on it and have very dramatic, they do kind of have a look.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying it's a bad look, but they do kind of have a look.
But here's the thing. It's not a look from Ozempic. It's a look from losing weight at a very rapid pace.
Yeah.
So there was a time then 50 Cent was in a movie.
Yeah.
And he lost weight at a really, really fast pace.
I remember
and
that.
He had that look. So it's not so much proof that you're on Ozempic as much as it is proof that you lost weight very rapidly.
Yeah, that's true. You guys want one more or are we all good?
Yeah, one more.
Okay, here we go. Elon Musk.
He definitely denies it.
He admitted it.
Really?
Why? Yes.
Man, I got to tell you, I don't know where the wind blows on that one. Sometimes it seems like he'd be like, no, I would never admit to taking a... But then on the other hand, it's like, he's also an open book. So I don't know.
Here's the other thing. He also lies an awful lot. So who knows if he's telling the truth.
I don't think he would admit it if it wasn't true.
Why not? If it gets everybody talking about him for 5 minutes.
People are going to call him a simp or something.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. What are your thoughts on people who are probably on Ozempic, but say that they're not? 916-909-1065.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.